goodness upon is it? Grace for grace. The word of God is the ordained means of receiving all that is ordained for us in Christ Jesus. Join God's servant, Sonny E. Olide, of the Comforter Revival International Mission, as he brings the word for you to receive. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Receiving.
Thou that knowest all things, you have brought us together. We trust you that your bread upon us afresh and strengthen every one of us and transform us and quicken us again. That at the end of it all, your name alone will be glorified. Thank you for charging us again. Thank you for bringing to our remembrance what you have taught us before. Thank you for all the instruments you have used to usher yourself into this place again. Blessed be thy holy name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, we depend completely on you.
Yes.
You will meet us at the point of our need.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for hearing me for
Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Can you say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ?
In the name of the Lord.
God is my strength.
God is my strength.
And my power.
And my power.
God is my strength.
God is my strength.
And my power.
And my power.
God is my strength.
God is my strength.
And my power.
And my power.
I will experience his presence.
I will experience his presence.
Even tonight.
Even tonight.
In this meeting.
In this meeting.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Let's have a seat now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. I am blessed. God does not hide anything from his children, but he hides this for them. This is the truth. Nothing but the truth. We just keep moving on, trusting God to enjoy his presence. We're trusting God for this manifestation again.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Let's have a seat. Thank you. Oh, Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Do you have anything that is that there? And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. Briefly, this evening we share briefly with you, Nanda, unlimited power of the blood of Jesus Christ. the power that the blood of Jesus carries is unlimited. Unlimited power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Unlimited power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Whatever we have, and whatever we have of God, they are credited to our life and to our account on the basis of the blood of Jesus Christ. This scripture we read said, much more, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. It means, by virtue of the blood of Jesus Christ, which God used to redeem us to himself, he has a claim over our life as is forever, that we belong to him. It will be difficult for someone that you are more stronger and powerful than to come to you and carry your property. But what happened? Let's assume someone of 4 years, a 4 years old, is coming out to take my property. Number one, he will be afraid of coming because of the difference. Likewise, it will be difficult for Satan to come and take you away from God, because God is stronger than him. You need to understand this first before we press further. That's the first thing we want to know. The blood of Jesus Christ actually is what God used to deliver us from the hands of the devil and bring us to himself. Our reconciliation with God is by the blood of Jesus Christ. I think the difficulty we have today is because we believe in circumstances much more than we believe in what God said. Now, this scripture says, much more than being now justified, made free, made righteous by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Now, this is a very powerful scripture that needs our attention. Because some are afraid that maybe at the end of this race here, they may go to hell. Let me tell you the truth. If truly you have made the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord, and you have believed in his immortality, hellfire is not for you. I don't know about you, but me, I know that for sure. Because Jesus said, no one will be able to take you and I out of the Father's hand. How many of you read the Bible like that? Is that Bible passage written to an angel? No, you are not with me again. You know, we are going somewhere. I'm just continuing from last meeting. Do you understand? It's okay. Now, let me ask you a question again. If you have ever made a law, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord may, when you say, Jesus is my Lord, may, he's your owner. He owns you. Spirit, soul, and body, he owns you. Now, the moment you declare that he owns you, because he created you for himself in the first place, you don't own yourself. Now, see, if he shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Raised from the dead means you believe in his immortality. Because to be raised from the dead means death could not have power over him. It means Jesus is an immortal God. Immortal, invisible, the only wise God. Oh my God. Can we sing that song together? Immortal God, invisible God, the only wise God, how great. Can you give all this something projected for us? 1 Timothy 1:16 or 17. Go there quickly. No, wisdom is justified by all our children. 17. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, the honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Anyone under my leadership, he may not know anything else, but he must know God. This is mine. I don't care about, but knowing God is my ultimate. Do you understand the point? Immortal God,
invisible God,
the only wise God, how great
thou art.
So you are made him your Lord. Is that okay? Thank you. You may be seated. I'm going somewhere. See, the reason why we are called God's children today, it is because of the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ is not a red color kind of something. No. It's the fullness of the life of Jesus Christ. We need to get it. Several times we are confronted. I think a matured man came yesterday and confronted me. He said, sir, please, I wanted to come and meet you to ask you a question. I said, say, hon, let me listen. He said, sir, is there hope for Nigeria? I said, yes. I answer with a sadness. I said, much more. Say, but the way things are going, we don't know where. I said, with me, I've had him. There is hope for Nigeria. There is hope. Do you understand my point? Do you know why? There are two different kinds of men of God. There are some men of God who speak God's message to people. That's the first category. The second category are those whom God speaks through. The people that speak for God, they are limited. But those whom God speaks his message through them to people, they are much more. Because they don't get message anyhow. They get to God's presence. And I am privileged to be one. Anything you hear here, I didn't read them from books. There is much, much hope for Nigeria. Oh, they are not with me. Listen and listen very well. When a woman is in travail to give birth, he experiences pain. But after the delivery, there is joy everywhere. Nigeria is passing through a delivery period. The child is about to be born. Let me tell you, you will see how God will turn the table upside down. The table of the week, as far as this country is concerned, will be turned down. The moment I told the man like that, he said, sir, I believe now. You could see all the faces with trouble and all of it, and I began to explain some things to him. Many of us have bought guns, I don't care, but my weapon of warfare is the precious blood of Jesus Christ. He defends, he defeats, he conquer, he says, guy, he lives. Oh my God. Anything you are looking for, go to the blood of Jesus Christ. You'll find it there. I told him without apology, because I know that is the solution. But until it is revealed to you, you may not get it. But that's why we have to emphasize on this. I'm one of who believe that God gave us the weapon of his blood for war. Some practice different group, blood of Jesus group. And, no, practicing the group is not enough. You must know what it meant. Do you understand my point? The blood of Jesus is a sign that God has covenant with his children.
And that covenant is unbreakable. That covenant is what? It's unbreakable. The pattern will rest much more than being now justified by his blood. Then by his blood we shall be saved from wrath through him. Friends, that was a case in the Bible. When Joshua sent two spies to spy the land of Jericho, and one woman called Harlot, she's an harlot physically, but she saw something spiritual. Yes. She hid the two spices. And the instruction is that Jericho must go down with all the inhabitants. And I say, well, I'll help you. What will be my gain? They say, we are going to preserve you, but on one condition. You shall put something in your house. You and all your household will be there. Don't go out, though. So when we come, by that sign, when I press for that to study, I realize that sign represents the blood. Oh my God. You are not with me. See, listen. That woman and the entire household were saved. Even when God himself decided to wipe out the inhabitant, even God, when he decided to destroy, when he saw the blood, he will pass over.
Amen.
That is the power of the blood of Jesus is unlimited. Were you told when you know I tell you, I used to tell you, every original thing that comes from God, that is a what? Satan will counterfeit it. It's not today. If we are genuine preachers today, we must have. If we are one genuine, look for 1,000 fake. It's a normal thing. But in that, say Moses, throw your rod. He became, Moses, we know you. When you are with us, you are a master or magician. We know you. You know Moses was a magician. He know all those things. That's why today, let me tell you, today, some preachers are still using 7 book of Moses. It's a book of magicians. It was the wisdom in land in Egypt. Oh my God. When God wanted to lose him, he had to delete. Oh my God. He had to take him away from Egypt for 40 years so that he will forget those. That was why when God said, okay, now I want, you know, he do something. He said, throw your rod. He threw it. God asked him, pick you from the head. You know, you hold it. When he threw it, where did God supposed to pick it? He said, okay, pick it from the tail. And you know, if you pick snake from the tail, you are in trouble. But God said, pick it from the tail. To change his orientation from the Egyptians. And he did. It's okay, this is the first time. When they did it, Janus and Jabez, now throw it. He learned it from us. They never knew that God has turned it upside down. And God asked, I'm going to prove. This your rod will swallow up their own. And his own snake swallowed them up. And they were amazed. That's why when some people say something, they see manifested, they are amazed. Don't trust them yet. they were amazed. He did the first one, the second one, the third. And God told him, see, Pharaoh will never allow you to go. But only one thing. And this is the last card. Friend, the last card that will silence every trouble in Nigeria is the blood of Jesus Christ. Don't look for God. God will fail you. Do you hear what I said? Many are watching it. Let them hear it. All over the world. The power of the blood of Jesus is irresistible. Satan cannot resist it. He said, but tell these children of Israel, as they did it, let them put it on their lintel. So that when the angel of destruction comes, when he sees the blood, he will pass over. when he sees the blood, it will pass over. And I realize that there is something we are missing that we don't capitalize on. Now, the children of God today, God made a covenant with them by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's called the blood of the everlasting covenant. It's not, this covenant cannot be broken. But it is your duty to know and to take advantage of it. That's why we are here. I told people again and again, until the appointed day that God has signed for me to leave this world, I'm not dying. No. The assignment must be completed. If Jesus started today, good and fine. But, say, one human being or one demon will kill me. No, so forget it. That cannot happen. It can't happen. As far as God is concerned, I am unkillable to the devil. He can't kill me. I'm no longer under his hand. You don't know this. I know it very well. So. Can you say by the blood of Jesus Christ, I am unkillable for the devil? Listen. This thing is working. Oh, there's one great man of God in the U.S., John Austin. John Austin. Not Joel, the father of Joel. When he go for evangelism, when he go out, before he came back, the children, they were all sick. He do all manner, nothing happened. Then one day he prayed, say, Lord, what is the secret? Say, because you neglect what I gave you. Say, what is that? Anytime you are going, place all your children, your family under the cover of the blood of Jesus. And plead the blood of Jesus upon your house. That was the last day that they fell sick. That was the last day they fell sick. Do you understand the point? See, it means when you apply the blood, you place yourself under the cover of the blood. When sickness see you, it passes over. Is it Mother Bulebusa? Are you with me now? The man applied it. I think the son shared the testimony in one of his messages. So it was Joel was a victim. So, but after that thing, say, that was instruction in their house. And they were applying, say, from that day, no sickness, nothing. They were just, so there is something. There is something that God has given us. He hides it for us, but he never hides it from us.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. From every evil of the day, from every evil of the night, by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, none of them will touch you. None of them will touch your loved ones. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Unlimited power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I told the children, when you get to school and you get confused somehow, you don't understand. Say, by the blood of Jesus Christ, I receive understanding. Something must blow up.
Yes,
higher.
Yes,
because the blood clings.
Yes,
anytime I need to remember something, it doesn't come on time. My God. Higher. When I say thank you for your blood, Lord, right now, I baptize my mind with the blood of Jesus Christ. Less than 5 minutes, the thing roll up. What are you talking about? Hallelujah. We are saved by his blood. We are sanctified by his blood. We everything by his blood. Hebrews chapter. See that? No, I'm going somewhere. Just, I'm trying to capture and to just package it and release it. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 13. Are you seeing your deliverance? Please, it's a serious matter. Verse 12. Hebrews 13:12. Now, thank you. Wherefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffer without the gate. Verse 20. How do we get sanctified? Do we pray for sanctification? What did God use to sanctify us? The blood of Jesus Christ. Can you say, I am sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ? Say it again, I am sanctified by the blood of Jesus. I am sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Excuse me. It means we were raised from the dead together with him by the blood of Jesus Christ. And check. Whatever God do with his blood is irrevocable. Oh my God. Say the blood of Jesus Christ. It's a powerful weapon. See. We are justified by the blood of Jesus. We are sanctified by the blood of Jesus. We are washed by the blood of Jesus. Revelation 1, verse 5. But you need to take advantage of this. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Hi. I just trust God that God will open your spiritual eyes to see clearly. Honestly, it's a serious issue. How did he wash us? In his own blood. When you use the detergent, it may not remove all the stain. Jesus, the Son of the Living God, wash you and I in his own blood. Is there any dirty thing that will remain there? Everything as far as redemption is concerned is by the blood. Your forgiveness is by the blood of Jesus. But the area I'm going to tonight is the area of our protection. Because you see many God children today, they live in fear, live in jeopardy. No. You are not to be so. Far, far be from us. Do you hear what I say? I am a living witness. The blood of Jesus Christ. When God said David was a man after his own heart, I never understand things. Lord, give me more understanding, because this is what I just need. This matter is a great matter. You can make diligent inquiry from God when you understand the place that the blood of Jesus Christ takes. If you understand the place he holds, you can make diligent inquiry and you will get clear answer. When the anointed David to be king over all Israel. You know, he spent the first 6 years and 7 years and 6 months or somewhere. Reign over Judah. But the day they declare him as king over the whole Israel, then the entire Philistine come to war against him. And he did something. That's why the comforter now said, whenever they are against you, you don't have nothing to do with those who are against you. Go to God. Go to what? And the first step to go into God is to dip your life into the blood of Jesus Christ. 2 Samuel chapter 5 from verse 17 now. When he now pursue you from today, it will pass over. Oh my God. I say, when kidnappers seizes you from today, they will pass over. Yeah. When killer comes to your gate, they will pass over. Yeah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. They call Christ Jesus. It's our Passover sacrifice. Passover. That sacrifice has been offered. Now, you see, but when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came out to seek David. Are they coming to seek him, to greet him? They are coming to kill him. May I tell you again and again, the higher you go in God, the more trouble you will attract. That's why I only hope for the best and prepare for the worst. Yes. Yeah. The people that lie with you, nah, very well. If you go deeper in God, they may turn tomorrow. It's not new. It's not what? No. That's why I've gotten the medicine for my accusers. If I hear that somebody accuse me now, tomorrow, you won't see my outside today. Let me be 3-4 days. Let me go more deeper. To the point that they will be looking for me, they won't see me. They came to look for him. When he was ruling over Judah, they didn't do that. Why? It means the higher you go in grace, the more opposition you will attract. It's a normal thing. But one thing, one of the good news is that the opposition will not be able to defeat you. Why is it that they were not against Peter and the rest of the apostles until the day they hit the crippled man? What kind of thing is this? So to let you know that, why did they crucify Jesus in the first place? He violated the Sabbath day. Why did he heal on the Sabbath day? Why did they call God his father? That was only 2 offenses. And the third one, they say, he's going to destroy this temple and raise it in 3 days. And the temple he referred to is the temple of his body, of himself. They say, crucify him. A well-meaning man of God one day had that. He said, I'm too proud. I said, what happened? Say, how can I say I cannot be sick again? I said, is it with your mouth? He said, it's me. You can be sick, but I said, me. You love it, man. I don't like it. That's why I declare it. God must glorify himself in your life and in Nigeria in the name of Jesus Christ. How many Philistines? All of them. And what is the offense? Came up to seek David. And David heard it. And David heard of it. And went down to the hood. I was thinking that he went back to one inside hole. No. Because our stronghold is the blood of Jesus Christ. He went to the hood and made inquiry. He went down to the hood. The Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of refuge. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up to the Philistines without deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said unto David, go, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thy hand. And David came. You know, he has received. He has what? When you have not received something from God, don't go out. It could be dangerous. Somebody say a particular person who is doing evil will die. within 7 days. 4 years don't pass. Don't talk until you hear direct, hear the direct frequency before you go out. And David came and smote them there and said, the Lord has broken forth upon my enemies before me as the bridge of waters. Can you see that? If he has not heard, he won't take action. Please stop taking action until you hear. This is the word of God for you. He went. How could God say, I have found a man after my own heart? It made the attention of David all the day of his life is to know what is in the heart of God per time. What is his plan for the land? He knew. Give up verse 23, please. We will pray, so that we will do small practical before we go tonight. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, thou shalt not go up again. That's another part who came up. Give us 22, please. And the Philistine came up yet again to tell you that when you defeat the devil once, he's still coming back. That's why I say, and they left Jesus for a while. You know why? It's in facing problem that your promotion will come out. It's in problem. Without problem, no promotion now. Sometimes, Lord, don't allow problem to come. Somebody asked me one day, say, what can I do to avoid problem? I say, until you die. If God just die, that problem ceases. But provided you are living, every day they are coming. And spread themselves in the valley of Raphim. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them and come up them over against the mulberry trees. It means the weapon, the method that God used yesterday to defeat a problem may not use it today. He has more than enough methods to use. You don't need to go and fight. Just search a compass. You see what will happen. And let it be, when thou hearest the sound of a going in the top of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself, for then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. And it was so. And David did so as the Lord had commanded him, and smote the Philistine from Geba until thou come to death. This is it. We have every weapon to be successful. Again of David, when Goliath was embarrassing the whole army of Israel, embarrassing them, abuse them. Give me someone good for 40 days. 40 days. I mean 40 days. Full of embarrassment. Nobody could talk. It's not today that soldiers have been failing. Maybe you didn't understand. Soldiers have been failing, not today. The entire soldiers in Israel, in the days of Goliath, they failed. They fail. It's not today they have been failing. May I tell you another thing? It's not today that soldiers have been collecting bribe. They collected bribe that they will tell people that Jesus is not risen.
Yes, sir.
They say, tell the disciples. They say, tell them that the disciple has come to steal him away in the night. They gave them one and they collected it. So bribe did not. It didn't start today. But if I'm a soldier, don't join them to collect bribe. So it's not all of this anonymous. They embarrassed all the army. They embarrassed all of them. They were hiding. Even the king. King Saul is even hiding. But they said, the young man, who is after God's heart, go and give your brother food. And ask them, how are they doing? And he had it. He said, this man, Do you not know that this man is uncircumcised? What is the meaning of uncircumcised? If there is no blood covenant, God did not make covenant with them. But we are covenant people. Only this he understood that God made covenant with Abraham with blood. And he used that. Friends, grace to always remember that there is a covenant that God made with your life. That all things of you belong to him. Your battle is not your battle, but it's the Lord's battle. You need to get to this point. Oh, they were embarrassing the, give me. Oh my God. You are somebody, something's coming. I said we have a new Nigeria radio. Yeah. For God is raising giants to silence all those nonsense. Huh? You know, giants are raised in the bush. Huh? They are raised where there is no food. They have no how to deny the food that have delicacies. Huh? They have learned how to sleep in the bush. They have learned how to fast. Because I used to tell people, if you want to go fast in life, you need to fast. Jesus recommended fasting. He didn't say if you fast, say when you do it. When you fast. Huh? So he said, give up 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26. You see what this young man just said? Because he saw in the realm of the spirit that this man doesn't need to have. No single person that enters into this blood covenant of Jesus Christ with God that will desire to go and kill his fellow person. No. Those people, no. They don't. Because the whole testament, they are shadow of the new. And David spake to the man that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killed this Philistine? He said, what if you just tell me what will give me to the man that can't kill? Because he knows that he will kill him. He know he has what? God bless you, sir. He has the key. Huh? He takes revelation to cause revolution. When you have seen to the realm of God, then you cannot cause revolution. And I told our brethren again, we will not follow people to do what is popular, but we will do what is proper. I have time for others. Oh my God. And take away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? The Israelites saw this man as a giant who is armed with enough weapon, but David saw the uncircumcised. Then you have been hearing in Nigeria, they say, okay, they say they are in one place, their ammunition is too much. I tell you the truth, they are uncircumcised. I know some of you are hearing this, but you are still afraid. May that spirit of fear drop out of your life in Jesus' name. Yeah. And the people answer him after this manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killed him. You see, that's what I... You know, I used to talk to him. Watch out. And Eliab is Eder's brother. Heard when he spake unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. You see, David, he should be angry with all the Goliaths. Eh? Policemen will be arresting the citizens. Go and arrest those who are embarrassing us. You see somebody, gentleman, say, what do you carry? The people that carry something, you can't ask them. What kind of life is that? You see, no brother. They were asking. His anger was against his brother. Who wants to deliver them? And he said, why came thou down, Hittite? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thy heart. For thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. You see the way he embarrassed me. But let me tell you the truth. You may embarrass me today, but if we're acting to this, you will thank God for my life tomorrow. And David said, what have I done now? Eh? Is there not a cause? And a turn from him towards another. Because he said, this one will destroy my faith. Let him move towards the people that will listen to me. And speak after the same manner. And the people answer him again after the former manner. And when the words were heard, when David speak, they re-asked them before Saul, and they sent for him. Today, somebody's petition will reach the heart of God. In the name of Jesus. Someone heard for deliverance of the nation will come to the heart of God. And the king sent for him. He sent for him. Because the king needed deliverance. He sent for him. And then he said to Saul, let no man have faith because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Ah! What kind of? And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he is a man of war from his youth. We don't need explanation. When you have the secret of God, you don't think any explanation is in there. It's unnecessary. And age doesn't matter. This guy was 17 years at that time. 17. 17 years. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Ah! Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them. See, he had defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paws of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. Because this is your testimony. And Saul armed David with his armor. Sometimes when elderly people who has missed road give you counsel, don't say no. First, let them finish their counsel, because we may learn some lesson from their counsel. And he put an element of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David guarded his sword upon his armor. And he has said to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with this, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him. He said, I never proved this. So, by God, defend yourself. I have never proved it. The only thing I have proved is the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I've never proved this. And he took his staff in his hand and shows him five smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag which he had, even in his crib, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him. You know, some people say churches are making noise. They say they make noise with their prayer. It's okay. It is time. It is. For he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staffs? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee, and take thy head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistine this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into my hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag, and took then a stone, and slung it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the head. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine, and slew him. But there was no sword in the hands of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword, and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was there, they fled. Listen to me. One of the prayer points tonight, every killer in Nigeria, they should begin to kill themselves with their own sword. Is it, when he said he picked up his stone, that is a powerful spiritual significance there. In 1 Peter chapter 2, let's read before we pray. 1 Peter chapter 2, let's say verse 3 and verse 4 and 5. To whom coming as unto a living stone. Can you see? That stone represents Christ. Unto a living stone. Disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer us spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Everything you see, God has answer to every problem in this world. We are going to rise to our feet. Even right now again, we are going to plead the blood of Jesus against them all, anywhere they are. I will not rest until I see the deliverance of Nigeria. I'm not part of those who want to run away to another country. My going now out of this country is to go and preach the gospel of Christ and to come back. Until God say, relocate. That lingo is our base. I don't have time for all those. But I believe something will happen. Because something is happening already. Stand to your feet. Are we ready to pray? All those killers, destroyers, and kidnappers, they are all uncircumcised. You must first register that one to your heart. They have no blood covenant. They have no covenant with Jesus Christ. The blood of the everlasting covenant is not with them, but we have. We are standing on that premise tonight to release the weapon of the blood of Jesus Christ against all the killers in Nigeria. I don't care their numbers. But I know that when you release the blood of Jesus gets there and speaks.
Yes, sir.
He speaks. Because he speaks better than that. He speaks better things. Is it that they run? Is it that they repent or they run away or they destroy themselves? Anything can happen. That is not my problem again. Was it not after the meeting we had? They kidnap one king, or they kill one king and his son. After a meeting, on the returning, I'm talking of this week. It's okay. It's all right. It's all right now. Huh? For 40 days, David was not aware. But the day he was aware, he said something must happen. We have relaxed for all these years before we don't have the key. But now there is key. The key that has been given. Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. I want us to lift all your hands up. I say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Anywhere the killers are gathered in Nigeria. Anywhere the destroyers are gathered in Nigeria. Anywhere the stealers are gathered in Nigeria. I plead the blood of Jesus against them. Go ahead and plead. Continue pleading the blood of Jesus against them wherever they are.
So get them out of the
shop. We are praying. John 19:34. So to be prophetic right now. John 19:34. But one of the soldiers with his spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. That day, when the blood of Jesus Christ touches the ground, the curse that was against man was removed.
Thank you, Jesus.
And this prophetic prayer tonight, by the power of the blood of Jesus that touches ground, let the ground or wherever these wicked people are gathered, let it begin to speak against them. My God. Thank you, Lord. By virtue of that blood that touches ground, wherever they are hiding, let the ground begin to walk against them.
Amen.
Do you hear what I say?
Yes, sir.
If you know anyone, then show them my house. They should try. Show them where I am. In Magami. At the back of RCCG Church. That's the idea. But I want to tell you, after this prayer again tonight, you will hear good testimony.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
In the entire land of Nigeria, wherever these people are hiding,
yes,
by virtue of the blood of Jesus Christ that touched ground on that faithful day, let the blood begin to speak against them.
Amen.
Let the ground begin to walk against them.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and
Father,
pray
in
now.
The name of Jesus.
In Jesus.
Shuri
Balakabu. Last day we are praying.
Amen.
Say, for they overcame him.
Yes.
Yes. By the blood of the Lamb.
Yes. Yes, yes.
And by the word of your testimony.
Yes, yes.
In Nigeria.
In the name of Jesus.
We overcome insurgency.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every killer, destroyer, and their sponsors in Nigeria Today, we overcame them all.
Amen.
By the blood of the everlasting covenant.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Finally, we are going to place ourselves under the cover of the blood of Jesus.
Place myself.
Place your parents, place your loved ones under the cover of the blood of Jesus. He's your protector. The blood of Jesus is your stronghold. The blood of Jesus is your protector. Place yourself, place your children, place your siblings under the cover of the blood of Jesus. Right now, I place myself under the cover of the blood of Jesus.
Under the blood of
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lift up your hands. Because this has happened.
Yes.
When the angels of destruction, when destruction comes, it will pass over you.
Amen.
It will pass over your heart.
Amen.
It will pass over your loved one.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
See, when I see the blood,
yes,
I will pass over. From today, by virtue of the blood of Jesus Christ, evil will pass over you.
Amen.
Accidents will pass over you.
Amen.
Destruction will pass over
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Kidnappers will pass over
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Destruction will pass over
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Killing will pass over you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And as we all lift up our hands to the Lord,
yes,
we lift Nigeria as a nation into God's hand. He's our refuge.
Amen.
He's our fortress.
Amen.
He's our present help.
Amen.
In time of trouble.
Amen.
Nothing will take Nigeria out of God's hand.
Amen.
And so shall it be.
Amen.
There shall be deliverance in Nigeria.
Amen.
There shall be salvation in Nigeria.
Amen.
The revival that God intends to cause in Nigeria will surely spring forth.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And so shall it be. In Jesus' name. And let the beloved and the blood cover say,
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.